Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Yes, yeah, let's talk about this. So have you ever heard the saying success leaves clues, right? So I had to look at this statement completely different. And once I did, it was like so eye-opening, but it was also like confirmation. And it also felt like a weight had been lifted off of my shoulders. So when we think about success leaves clues, sometimes what we do, you guys, is we try to mimic what the other person is doing. And so what I realized is that really wasn't the clue that it was being left. And so what I've taken from it and how I look at it now is it doesn't matter what works. It matters what works for you. And so when people say success leaves clues, it's not what they're doing. It's how they're doing it. And the clue, you guys, is they're doing it consistently and they're doing it authentically. So just about every single thing, any type of goal, there's always going to be more than one way to get there, right? So if you're trying to, let's say you're in Chicago like me, if you're trying to get to Indiana, you can walk, you can drive, you can catch a bus, you can catch the Greyhound, you can catch a train. There's more than one way to actually get to the destination. Just like if you set a goal that you want to be a millionaire, there's multiple ways that you can be a millionaire. You can get it through sports by becoming a professional athlete. You can get it by developing software. You can get it by becoming this world-renowned, popular, best author and best-selling speaker. You can get it through politics. Some of these politicians are making millions of dollars, unfortunately. There are a number of ways that you can actually get to the destination. Just like if you wanted to get healthier, there are different lifestyle choices that you could actually follow. Whether you want to do paleo, keto, low carb, whether you want to count macros, whether you want to become vegetarian or vegan, there is more than one way to actually get to the destination. So it doesn't matter what works. It matters what works for you. Every single thing works, you guys. So when I was starting, I'll give an example. When I was starting my business, right? Of course, I'm online. I'm looking at all of the different ways to make a business, how to get customers and things like that. And one thing that I realized is everybody got the best damn way to do it, don't they? Right? Don't do this. That sucks. Look at my way. And the whole time, it might just work for them, but it's working for them because they were consistent with it. They can become consistent with it. So of course, they're going to say, don't do it this way. So a prime example, people are like, oh, cold messaging sucks. But you still got business coaches out there that's held their clients to cold message. Why? Because somebody is buying something from somebody in a cold message. It actually does work. It might not work for you because it does not feel in alignment with you, right? It does not work for you because it's not something that actually resonates with you. You don't like the way it feels. And what did I notice, you guys? When you are not authentic, when you're not staying true to yourself, it is so much harder. It takes more energy to be somebody else than it does to be yourself, right? When you are yourself, you ain't got to worry about, oh, am I saying the wrong thing? Is that really how I feel? Will they reject me? Did I make a wrong decision? Did I make a wrong mistake? Like you're staying true to yourself. So you don't have to worry about all of that extra stuff. You don't have that extra stress. You don't have that extra pressure. You don't have that fear that if you accidentally mess around and show people who you truly are, you don't have the fear that they're going to leave you. Because you know when you're authentic and you're staying true to yourself, they are going to be for you. They already know you. But when you start to project and you start to be somebody that you're not, you're always on. You're always trying to be careful that you don't make the wrong move. You're always trying to be careful that you don't say the wrong thing. There's times where you're actually torturing yourself because now you're biting your tongue when you really want to stand up. You're actually watching life pass you by because you don't want to make the wrong move because you're too busy trying to be somebody that you're not. It takes more energy being somebody other than who you were born to be, you guys. Being yourself is your God-given right. But when you start to try to be somebody else, you end up cheating and robbing yourself of the experience and the joy of life. And a lot of times we do that, y'all, because of fear, okay? We fear rejection. We fear failure. We fear success. We fear the unknown, right? There's so many different things that we fear. And so because we are being led by fear, a lot of times what we try to do is we try to take the safer route. So for us, the safer route is looking, seeing what somebody else has done and say, okay, well, she did it that way, so I'm gonna try to do it. And then what ends up happening? You end up, oh, but that didn't work. You never actually stick around to see the fruits of your labor, to see the results from what you've done, because it didn't feel authentic to you. So when somebody now pops up with their best case scenario, you jump on over to them, and now here you are trying to do that as well, but you don't stay consistent with it. Why? Because it's not what feels in alignment with your heart, soul, and spirit. So now the next person pops up, now you try to do what she doing. Now you just keep going. Who got this? Right? You keep spreading yourself without actually paying attention to what's working for you. And what's working for you? Being you. So what I suggest you guys is I want you to sit with yourself, calm down, actually pay attention. Okay. I don't care what your goal is. There's always more than one way to get to it. You guys, it's always more than one way to get to it. So sit. Get in tune with yourself, because a lot of times when you start doing different things, right, it doesn't feel right. You don't know why. Some things don't feel genuine to you. It feels off. It feels wrong. You feel dirty, slimy, yucky, disgusting, right? It's just something that does not resonate with you. And what I want you to do is I want you to get in tune with yourself. Listen to you, because when you can show up authentically as yourself, that's when you're going to get the success, right? When you are staying consistent, that's when you're going to get the success. Consistency is key, y'all. And it only starts with you understanding who you are as a person. Every single thing works. Whether, you know, you want to be in this loving relationship. Yeah, you can fake and act like you're the best woman in the world. That ain't going to keep the relationship when you mess around and forget to put your eyelashes on the next day, right? So I want you to be consistent. Be consistent, be true to yourself, and you are going to get the result that you want. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to end up sticking to you because you were true to yourself. You were consistent, and that's how you're going to get the long-term results, you guys. Okay, it's not by hopping to one thing and, oh, that didn't work out in a day, so let me go over here and try this, right? Do not let your fear of failure, do not let your fear of rejection, do not let your fear actually end up discouraging you. So sometimes, because we've tried multiple ways to do things, right, and we didn't get the result that we want, sometimes we end up discouraging ourselves. Like, well, I tried this, and it didn't work. Guess what? One, it wasn't meant for you. Two, you didn't even stay around long enough to know if it did work. So I want you to just sit down, calm yourself, right? Pay attention to you. Pay attention to your inner guidance. You guys, when you gave your mind a command to do something, understand that it was already going to be working to accomplish it for you. So when you got clear on what you wanted, you were going to be guided, whether you are guided by your subconscious mind, source, universe, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, you are going to be guided down the path of least resistance in order to obtain it. So when you start to do things that are not authentic to you, you're actually creating this resistance, you guys. You're pulling yourself away from what you actually want, okay? You're making that journey so much more displeasurable. You're making it so much more miserable, right? Like when you feel obligated to do something, you usually operate in a lower vibration. Nobody wants to feel forced to do something, right? Nobody wants to feel like they just have to do something. So when you're operating with this lower vibration, it makes the journey longer. It makes it more painful. And now you probably don't even end up being consistent. Or if you are still consistent with what you're doing, it's not worth it, because now you just suffered pain the whole doggone ride. So when you finally get to where you want to be, it's still painful. And in order to maintain that, you still got to endure more pain. So I want you to actually sit with yourself. This is why I talk about self-love. This is why I talk about understanding yourself. This is why I talk about forgiving yourself, right? So that this way you can listen to who you truly are in order to obtain your goal, you guys. There's no right or wrong way to obtain your goal. Every single way works, right? So like I said, it doesn't matter what works. It matters what works for you. So I want you to sit and listen to yourself. So this way you figure out what works for you. So this way you can actually be consistent. And that consistency is going to come when you are authentic.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.